If you want to be liberated in your person and find peace of mind, become a forgiving person. You see, a forgiving person is one who does not look for offenses from other people. A forgiving person is one who is anxious to forgive people, and they're very hard to offend. They just don't take offense at other people's words or actions toward them, and so they're not needing to give forgiveness. And when they are offended and it can't be avoided, we quickly forgive. This is not for the soul of the person who offended it. It's for our soul. It liberates us to be like God. Listen to what Jesus said. Luke 6, verse 37. Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. You see, those are very powerful words of Jesus. They lead us down a path of personal freedom. Freedom from anger, freedom from anxiety over what other people say, freedom from that anger that can dwell inside of us. It can be like an acid that will eat into our souls and destroy us, but that is easily cured by simple forgiveness. It takes God's grace to forgive like that. It takes Jesus within us to be that kind of a forgiving person, because that's what Jesus was. When they were nailing him to the cross, he was praying to God, forgive them. You want a prayer that will really bless you? Pray for your worst enemy and ask God to forgive them and not hold anything against them that they have done to us. Try it. You'll find you will be liberated. Let's pray. Oh, Father, I thank you that you have forgiven me. And because of what Jesus did, I can ask for forgiveness of my sins. And you forgave me and you changed me and gave me many, many blessings. Help me to be like you, Lord. Forgive those who have hurt me. Forgive those who have said evil about me. Forgive those who have done things to make my life worse. And I pray, O Lord God, that you will not hold anything against them in the day of judgment that they have done to me. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.